Hey, Weftland. This is WEFT, Shane, 90.1 FM. Free Speech Radio News airs every Friday at 5 on WEFT Community Radio, followed by Smile Politely Radio coming up next. Stay with us after Hip Hop Express at 6, Blues Live at 8, and The Bachelor Pad featuring lounge music and Exotica at 10 o'clock. You are listening to Smile Politely Radio, and smilepolitely.com is, of course, the place to go for everything local: arts, food, drink, music, news, culture, splogging, photography, commentary. Did I mention splogging?
Double splogging.
If you're lucky, there's some double splogging on occasion. I'm your host, Sean. Our opening track today was, of course, Of Montreal. That was Wraith Pin to the Mist and Other Games. That's a mouthful.
And Other Games.
off their the Sunlantic Twins album, which is a classic by now, released by Polyvinyl Records. The co-founder of which, Matt Lunsford, is with us in the studio. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Of Montreal, that's a pretty artist that you guys have been... I don't know, what do you say, like, repping, like, running, like...
I think the word that we generally use is working with.
Working with.
Which is kind of the vibe.
That seems very politically correct.
The vibe of Polyvinyl, very politically correct.
So, take us back. Let's just get a quick update. Polyvinyl through the years. It was 1994. You were sitting in your bedroom or in a class in high school daydreaming. Like, how does it get going?
The story of Polyvinyl's beginnings is me and Darcy, who's my girlfriend at the time, and now we're married, being big music fans and growing up in Danville, about 30 miles away, basically being really involved with DIY shows, indie music, indie bands, and out of the love of seeing shows and going to shows and trying to spread the word about bands that we loved in the smaller underground scene, we decided to start writing about bands and doing DIY shows ourselves, which then turned into releasing records.
Nice. Were you yourself in a band? Were you ever a musician?
Literally never been a musician.
Perfect, right? Yeah. You can write about music. You can watch music. Yeah. You can set up a show for it. You don't have to play it.
Cannot play music at all.
You guys just got some new digs over there at Polyvinyl. We moved from downtown in Champaign to a little south of downtown. How are things settling in over there in the new space?
We've been in there for 4 months. And it's starting to feel pretty homey in there.
Yeah.
starting. Yeah. It's been a fantastic transition for us because for nearly 11 years, we were in that spot over in the Robeson building.
Mm-hmm.
And that was literally our first office after being in Darcy and I's basement. so we went from basement to first office, stayed in that office for 11 years. And made it work the best we could in the most crammed circumstances the last couple of years.
Wow.
And then we moved out to our new spot, which is much, much bigger.
Oh, yeah. Having seen both, I can say that new spot is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That's nice.
It is pretty awesome comparatively.
So given the, what is it, the 300 releases, over 100 artists that you have sort of been in charge of, what is there a way that you describe the music or the aesthetic of Polyvinyl Records?
Yes. And we've always tried to stay away from a specific sound,
mm-hmm.
as and been more of a vibe of hardworking label that does the best job we possibly can for artists in a really, really fair way. Always, you know, 50-50 type arrangement with our artists in terms of profit sharing, mm-hmm. and those types of arrangements. And we definitely are a label that works best with bands that are into touring and being a band and working really hard. Which is why I said we work with bands.
Right.
Literally work with bands.
Right. So how do, like... Now, I mean, given sort of like, I think it's safe to say Polyvinyl has been fairly successful at this point.
Yeah.
How do you like recruit, or how do you find new sounds or different sounds? Like what ways in which do you encounter artists that you end up working with or want to work with or any of those things?
We do it in a pretty similar way that we always have, which is just kind of a pretty steady word of mouth, like word of friends, kind of colleagues, other bands, like, you know, other
sure.
Polyvinyl bands that are out touring and seeing bands all the time. We're seeing bands ourselves, and just kind of a network of trusted friends and colleagues, I guess.
Right. Any funny stories about how you've come across any bands? I mean, putting you on the spot.
Oh, man, funny stories. I can't think of any funny stories. Sure. I feel like one interesting story that people ask about all the time is, have you ever signed a band at Polyvinyl based on like a completely cold demo? and
does that ever work?
It's interesting to say that it has happened once in 19 years. Wow. So the cold demo is not the easiest.
In those 19 years, how many cold demos have you received?
Yeah, it's been hundreds, thousands.
Yeah. One in that many.
And the one band is actually Aloha.
Oh, nice.
Who Darcy and I saw play right next door at Mike and Molly's something like 18 years ago, mm-hmm. upstairs, for the very first time, just like shortly after kind of like randomly sending a tape of a few songs to us.
Nice. And then you were like, hey, drink, I've got a contract.
I always keep contracts in my pocket.
seems a wise thing to do. So who are some of the like newer, fresher artists that you guys have been working with recently?
Newer, fresher artists. Really excited about this record coming up in October by band Beach Slang. It's a band from Philadelphia that have put out two EPs so far and have had a really nice groundswell and are actually also playing at Pygmalion this year.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Speaking of like Philadelphia, I mean like, or the city of brotherly love, I guess.
Cheesesteaks
are fantastic. Great food trucks in Philadelphia and phenomenal museums. But what I meant is like, how far does the Polyvinyl arms reach? I mean, how far are you finding artists to work with?
We've worked with artists from all over the world. Mm-hmm. We've had a ton of success with both Japandroids, who are not from Japan, they're from Canada.
Obviously.
And also Always, who are also from Canada. Mm-hmm. We worked with Architecture in Helsinki, who are from Australia.
Not from Finland.
I love to throw out all the bands with city names that are not from the city that you'd expect. Of Montreal, or...
Not from
actually Montreal? From the United States.
It makes sense. And also, for all of you out there who are wrapping up your cold demos to send in, it apparently helps if your band is named for a city of which you've never been to, I guess. So our opening track was Of Montreal. They've got a show coming up here at the High Dive next week on Wednesday,
correct,
the 9th, as part of the Pygmalion show series. What's it like when one of the bands you work with plays in your hometown?
It's always fun. It's great. We typically always get a good hang, come by the office, mm-hmm. grab food, or just hang out, have a little bit more time, typically before the show, than if we're traveling to see one of our bands playing in Chicago, which mm-hmm. is always really fun.
Yeah. So, I mean, besides one of you either traveling or them happening to be passing through, is there a whole lot of FaceTime, or is it mostly, you know, they're out there doing their thing, they're working hard? Lots of phone calls, lots of Google Hangouts.
Yeah,
with the
there's a lot of interaction with our artists. Obviously, much more through email, text, phone,
sure,
versus in person. But yeah, we get a pretty good amount of in-person hang time. I mean, at this point, the roster's 30 active bands. So at any point, it seems like somebody's playing somewhere nearby.
Right. Let's talk more about, I guess, business. As opposed to not business. Which I guess you're in the business of listening to playing, you know, hanging out with bands. Vinyl, cassette, which is like... Vinyl's been taking off like crazy, obviously,
right,
and that's, I'm assuming you see that all the time in your warehouse. You're just shipping out vinyl.
Yeah.
This whole thing with cassettes sort of making a comeback, is there going to be any printing in 8-track anytime soon? Are we going to be able to find any Polyvinyl artists that way?
The 8-track still hasn't surfaced just yet.
But it's coming, right?
It's probably coming. Feel it. I feel like the CD resurgence of 2020 is just around the corner.
That can't happen. That's never going to happen. It's going to go straight to... I mean, we've already skipped CDs to go to cassettes, and it's just on its way to eight tracks, and of course vinyl.
The vinyl, and just generally the formats that we produce music on has been one of the probably the single thing that we've seen the most change in continuously over 19 years. We started in the 90s. We were doing vinyl, of course, but CD was the dominant format, and we were doing, you know, 80%, 90% of a pressing of a record would be CDs.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've been around long enough to watch digital come in, and first obviously downloading, and more recently streaming.
Yeah.
And we've always been of the opinion that we should be nimble and make music available in the way that anyone who is a music consumer wants to listen to it. So if people would like to download music, we're happy to put it up as downloadable content. If they would like to stream it, we're happy to do that. If you know, people want vinyl, we'll make vinyl.
Interesting. So, I mean, like, what has been your own feelings as those changes have sort of happened? I mean, particularly going from something like CD pressings, a resurgence in vinyl, to now, I mean, how ubiquitous streaming has become.
Right. The to talk about vinyl specifically.
I mean, vinyl, like, and streaming, like, as well. Like, the resurgence of vinyl, I find very curious and also awesome. But I mean, streaming and how that's sort of affected what it means to be in the music industry.
Right. Yeah. It's a really interesting time right now, because you have vinyl, which is the kind of biggest, heaviest, you know, medium of music delivery that is not portable.
Very portable, I should say.
and then you have streaming, which is basically on demand, listen to anything you want at any time you want immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And so we deal with both of those formats, and they both have their quirks. Vinyl especially is one of the biggest reasons we had to move the office, because it's like we were making CDs for a long time and not as much vinyl, and CDs are much smaller and much easier to literally to logistically move around.
Yeah.
So we had to move the office in order to make more room for vinyl.
I mean, it's interesting to think where maybe the format for that type of media will go in the future. I mean, where can you go from streaming other than, like, having it implanted in your body? The entire catalog of music ever.
Yeah, all the music ever just in your body all the time.
You'll get plug into something for an upgrade of all the new stuff. So I get the vibe, or maybe I'm inaccurate in thinking that, like, founding, owning your own record label is, like, a dream job. I mean, people, like... like yourself, sitting around in high school, are like, man, I wish I could have a record label. People, you find them all over the place. The smaller ones are sort of like really trying to get the stuff that they passionately care about out there for other people to hear.
Right.
What, along those lines, as being the co-founder of a record label, a fairly successful one at that, to be modest, what's the best part of your job?
I feel like a lot of times, even after over 300 releases, one of the best parts of the day is when a brand new record arrives for the first time, and it's a new release, and we get, you know, typically a large shipment of a record, and you get to open it up, and you see it, and you're looking at it, and you know that the band is going to be super excited about getting their copies and seeing it, and knowing that, you know, while we have put out well over 300 records, you know, it might be a band's first record or second record. You know, it's not an experience that they're having nearly as frequently as we are. So it's always been really exciting to get records in for the first time. It's obviously really exciting to hear records when they're recorded and hear the masters for the very first time. But even I still get more excitement out of the almost consumer-esque experience of getting the fully packaged record in hand,
sort of seeing a project come to fruition.
Because typically by that point, you know, we've had months and months and months of work going into the project just to get it to that final manufactured state.
Mm-hmm. What's the worst part of your job? The most frustrating or
the worst
moving?
Part. Yeah, if in 2015, moving 100% sure, we're never moving again. I think those words were spoken a few times when we moved, because 11 years in that old space was a long time for things to accumulate.
Yeah.
Moving most recently would be a pretty terrible part. There's other struggles. I mean, it's always a struggle to get everything done. You know, we're a small company with limited resources, and I feel like we always have more ideas than we actually have people for. Right. And we have a fantastic group of people that work at Polyvinyl who are always bringing up great ways to do things, or great ideas, or great things that we should attempt to do that we haven't done before. And trying to pull all of that off sometimes can be a real challenge.
Mm-hmm. So with that, being in your new digs, I mean, Beach Slang coming out with a new record.
Right.
Of Montreal coming to town, which is going to be a great show, guaranteed. What else is on the horizon for Polyvinyl?
We have a couple other bands playing at Pygmalion. We have White Reaper, a new band from Louisville that just put out a record last month, or 2 months ago now, I guess. We also have Owen playing at Pygmalion. We are basically on a pace to be doing we put out about one record per month, one full-length record per month on average. And we'll keep doing that, which is steady, and it seems like at that pace we can do a great job for every record. Next year we're going to turn 20 years old, which blows my mind.
So close to legal drinking age, so close.
Almost there. We can almost have a drink.
Well, at least you go to a bar in Champagne.
Yeah, Polyvinyl can go to a bar.
Where would you like Polyvinyl to go? I mean, like, what's big picture 20 more years down the road? When Polyvinyl turns 50, where do you hope it's at?
When Polyvinyl turns 50.
I mean, its own streaming service, full spectrum dominance of the music industry.
But by the time we turn 50, it'll be the streaming resurgence.
Of course,
all the way,
that's right.
Back around. Man, I feel like if we can continue to have a legacy of doing a great job for all the artists we work with, we would be completely happy. It's probably one of the things we're the most proud of, is having done 300 releases by 100 plus different artists that you could ask any artist we've worked with, and I feel like they would say that we did a great job and we were fair and that we were hardworking and always tried to support whatever the band's vision was.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can continue that and have that legacy to look back on any number of years from now, I would be completely happy.
Absolutely. That's sounds like a great measure of success. But there's no plans to like move into like comic book publishing or
we've interestingly tried several things, like doing a book and like and a comic.
Sure.
And we recently produced an Of Montreal documentary, as
Polyvinyl Films.
Yes, as much as those media types are interesting, they are not nearly as similar to record releasing as you might think, and are to us at least not nearly as rewarding. And we're obviously really good at releasing records, and I say that modestly, hopefully, but we've done it for a really long time, and I think we know that is what we do.
Right, and have been doing it well for 20 years.
Agreed.
Yeah. Matt Lunsford, co-founder of Polyvinyl Records, thanks so much for joining us here in the studios at WEFT.
Thanks for having me. I really do appreciate it.
Yeah. You've been listening to Smile Politely Radio on WEFT 90.1 FM. SmilePolitely.com is the place to go for everything you need to know about the local situation. From news, culture, arts, food and drinks, blogging, double splogging, photography, commentary, trolling occasionally happens on there. It's at SmilePolitely.com. Be sure to head over there and check it out. Our closing track today is going to be another... I don't know, a standard, a polyvinyl standard, a classic from Aloha.
A classic.
Yeah, Summer Away off Here Comes Everyone album. Stay tuned for Hip Hop Express coming up next. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend. It's very warm out there, so listen to music and stay cool.